Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Dove Ministries of Love, a production of Dove Ministries. Join Apostle Diane as she shares wisdom from the Word of God about topics that we are faced with in our lives every day. Listen with an open heart and spirit as you can receive impartation and understanding. We are taking prayer requests and your questions live at 1-347-857-4133. Let the anointing of God lift your burdens and destroy yokes of bondage in your life. You will never be the same. Our website is www.dove-ministries.com.
Hey, everyone. Good morning. Or maybe it's in the afternoon. Or as I always say, it could be in the middle of the night, wherever you are listening from, all over the world. Praise God, 27 nations now that are listening into this program, this little blog talk radio program, podcast, or whatever you want to call it. But I'm so glad that you've joined me. And, you know, I just always believe that, you know, God draws those by his spirit to listen. He always has, and wow, what a honor and a blessing. I'm just so excited to be back with you. I've missed you these last couple of weeks, and it's been a difficult time for me, but nevertheless, God has been faithful, and I'm just so grateful for his comfort, his peace, his love, and I just want to thank all of you who have prayed, and those of you who are on social media, on Facebook, and you kept up with me in regards to our POR niece's husband. And so he is with the Lord, and, you know, we're grateful that he's not going through the terrible things that he suffered and went through. And so thank y'all so much for your prayers, your love, your support. I can never repay you. I can never thank you enough for, you know, so many of you that prayed and messaged me on Messenger and texted me on the ministry phone. Just your love and support, it really meant a lot. And so I'm going to quit talking about that because I'm starting to get emotional. You know, I'm grateful for the body of Christ, and I know that we're living in a period of time where, you know, it's just been so much chaos, and we've just gone through so much and horrific things, you know, a lot of tragedies and trials and adversities that we've been going through. And I would say that, you know, that this is a lot of the shaking gone on that God told us was going to happen. And it's, you know, it's not just affecting us individually or, you know, just our families, but, you know, our nations, the nations wherever you live. This is a worldwide thing that's happening right now. But we have to remember that the Lord God, he's in the midst of us. His word assures us that he will save us, and also that he is rejoicing over us with joy, and that we will rest in his love. And so, you know, I just believe the word of God, and I know that you do too. Okay, before I jump in today, I'm still praying about this, but I'm seriously thinking about having a prophetic healing gathering the first week in December. And so you can just kind of mark that on your calendars. if you, I know some of you might want to fly in like you have, and for those of you who are in the area or those of you who might want to drive in, but it would be on, excuse me, it would be on December the 4th. And so that would be the weekend that it would be, so December the 4th. But I will give you more details about that and let you know positively for sure if I'm going to have it. Again, that's the prophetic healing gathering. And so I'm tentatively thinking on December the 4th. And I would love to have you to come in, to fly in, so or drive in or however. And so, okay, well, I'm going to jump in here today because the program is 30 minutes today. Again, I just want to, you know, to thank everybody for your support during the time of going through with my niece's husband, Randall. But also, I think I mentioned this finally on Facebook when I did a thank you letter, but also God really protected me on September the 5th. I fell and, you know, spoke the word, declared the word of God. My husband spoke it over me, no broken bones. And, you know, and I'm very, very blessed that I did break a bone in my foot. So I've been having to deal with that. But you know what? I love how God is because he gives me messages out of everything that I go through. And so so anyway, I'll be sharing a message about that and from that in the Word of God. And so that's just how the Lord, you know, he says he works all things together for the good of those who love him and who are called accordingly to his purpose. So listen, no matter what you're going through, God will turn it around for your good, and you will be able to speak the word of God and share the word of God and, you know, declare to people, look what the Lord has done. And so nothing is ever wasted in your life. Remember that. Sometimes we feel like, wow, you know, what good is this? Again, God, he never wastes anything in your life. And so I'm incredibly grateful for that. And so so thank y'all for praying for my foot. I go in a couple weeks for a checkup on it on the 21st of October, and I'm believing that the orthopedic surgeon is going to say, well, your bone is totally healed. So if y'all will agree with me, that will be awesome. So, okay. So let me move on. You know, the Word of God tells us in Haggai, and if you haven't read Haggai in a while, you know, why don't you read it this week sometime? It's only just two chapters, but two very powerful chapters. In chapter 2, it says in verse 3, who is left among you that saw his house in her first glory? And how do you see it now? Not in your eyes in comparison of it as nothing? Yet now be strong, O Zerubbabel, saith the Lord, and be strong, O Joshua, the son of Jozadak, the high priest, and be strong, all ye people of the land, saith the Lord, and work, for I am with you, saith the Lord of hosts. So the Lord's telling us right now, in the midst of everything that is going on in our nation here in the USA, and in your nation where you live as well, wherever you are listening from, he's saying, be strong, all the people of the land. He says, I'm with you. And then it goes on to say, according to the word that I have come to with you when you came out of Egypt, so my spirit remaineth among you. Fear ye not. God's Spirit, Holy Spirit, is with us. And he's telling us to fear not. Fear not. And so fear is trying to come in to the lives of so many believers. There's so much fear because I'm sure that you know many people that have been dying from COVID. And, you know, there is a story, not a story, there's a fact of truth about this horrible, horrible disease. And I'm just going to say it because we are in a war, such a war with the enemy. And it's a biochemical war. And maybe next week I'll go into some real detail prophetically and share with you things that the Lord has impressed upon my spirit about where we're at right now and what God is doing in our lives. But, wow, it is the time to turn to the Lord with your whole heart. It's not a time to sit back and to be silent any longer. God gave you a voice, and we need to use that voice. And yes, I know that many of you listening in today, or whenever you're listening to this, you're prayer warriors. I know some of you have communicated with you, and you're intercessors, and you are a house of prayer to go beyond praying and do whatever we can do. And again, I'm going to share more about that next week. It'll be an hour program. Today's just a 30-minute program, but next week will be an hour because we just have to trust God that because he's given us that voice. He said to open your mouth. He said just open your mouth. The word is nigh unto your mouth. And so he said just open your mouth. He said and I'll speak through you. And so some of us need to be writing, all of us need to be writing into your governor in your state. You need to be writing into Washington. We just need to start partaking in what is happening and quit bad it is and how terrible it is and start talking about how great our God is, how good he is, and that he has made a way for us out of this time. Now listen, in chapter 2, I'm going to continue. It says, yet once in a little while, in verse 6, he says, I will shake the heavens and the earth and the sea and the dry land, and I will shake all nations, and the desire of all nations shall come, and I will fill this house with glory, saith the Lord of hosts. Oh, hallelujah. Somebody ought to just praise God right now. You ought to just thank God right now where you're at, that yes, this is a shaking like no other shaking that we have ever gone through as a body of Christ. I mean, it is some serious shaking that is going on. But I love God's promise to us in what he said, that yet in a little while. And so we have to just be strong and know that he is going to fill us with his glory. Let me look here and make sure. Let's see. In the Amplified, it says, for thus saith the Lord of hosts, yet once more in a little while I will shake and make tremble the starry heavens, the earth, the sea, and the dry land. And I will shake all nations, and the desire and the precious things of all nations shall come in, and I will fill this house with splendor, says the Lord of hosts. And so God's glory, it is his splendor, his majestic splendor. His glory speaks of his majesty and of his splendor. And, you know, how powerful is that? That in the midst of what is going on, there's always hope there. God has given us hope. And then he says, the silver is mine and the gold is mine, says the Lord of hosts. He says, the glory of this latter house shall be greater than of the former, says the Lord of hosts. And in this place, listen to this, will I give peace, says the Lord of hosts. The enemy, and I'm not going to be lifting him up or exalting him by any means, but this is just a fact. The enemy has tried to come and to take your peace. Believe me, I'm telling you, these last couple of weeks in my life have been, wow, the enemy certainly came to try to take my peace through everything, you know, that has been happening and going on. And, you know, starting with my dear friend, prayer partner for over 20 years, Dr. Mary Kay Baxter. Some of you have read some of her books. One of them that is well known, very well known, is The Divine Revelation of Hell. And, you know, it was a all of a sudden thing, and not something that was not expected to happen, but it did. And I'm going to tell you, it shook me a little bit, because she and I would, you know, get on the phone and pray, and we would get caught up in the spirit, and we would go to different realms in the spirit, and we would see such heavenly divine things. And we would start prophesying over the USA. We would start prophesying over the body of Christ and over nations and over our families at times. And it was just, you know, when you have, you can find that kind of relationship with someone, it's rare, you know, and it's precious, because it takes a laying down of your life. And so it did shake me. Oh, my goodness. And so, but God came and gave, and then, you know, our niece's husband, Randall, he passed away, and that was so difficult to watch what he went through, and then for him to pass on. But then a friend of mine, his wife passed away, and then my best friend, school friend that I grew up and have known for over 50 years, her sister's daughter-in-law and grandson was killed in a tragic accident. And like that all happened on the same day that Randall passed and went on to be with the Lord. But then a minister that I was going to, that I'm going to be going and ministering in a little town called McKinney, Texas from here. I don't know exactly when, but it'll be here pretty soon. Her brother passed away. My daughter shared a friend of a friend of hers. There were two deaths in their family. Of course, I didn't really, you know them. A young man that bought a container here to our home that my husband and I had gotten, you know, to put things in. His partner, who got his business, showed him how to do his business and got it started, he passed away. I mean, it literally was just one death after another. And, you know, when it's family, it hits really, really close to home, especially, you know, with COVID. And it's just, you know, fear tried to come. And, of course, I would not bow to that fear, because the devil is a liar. But there is a shaking. I don't know what all has been happening in your family and, you know, and what has been going on with you. But I know that this word is manifesting right now. The Lord is saying, be strong, because I am with you. I have a covenant with you, and my spirit is among you. Fear ye not. And so, you know, we are going through a very difficult time, and, you know, we need to continue to be that house of prayer. I know that's the last thing that I talked about, was being that house of prayer during this chaotic time. But even when we start stepping in and seeing things that are going to manifest the good that's coming out of it, we still have to continue to be that house of prayer. And so, you know, right now, it's like, how can I say this? There's been a lot of negativity, and a lot of negative things have been spoken that have been really slanderous and malice, even, if you will, against Joe Biden and different ones, you know, in the White House and in the government. And listen, y'all, we need to repent. We need to release and speak salvation. We need to stand in the gap. We need to clean up our thoughts and our mouth and bring them into alignment with the will of God. And if we have negativity that's just kind of there hanging around us about circumstances and situations, you know, the medical field and the things that are going on in the hospitals with patients with COVID, that are just, it's, you know, murder. That's all I'm going to say right now. But we have to keep our hearts right in the midst of all of this, because how can we pray with a pure heart if we are dealing with that? And so, you know, we have to cast down those vain imaginations. I mean, cast them down and keep forgiving and keep believing and trusting God and speaking the will of God. You know, God wants us to live in such a way that people are convicted of truth whenever they're around us. Now, maybe you know some believers that are like that. Maybe other believers and even people have said that when they're around you. But God wants all of the body of Christ. He's demanding holiness and righteousness and truth in our lives. And so we have to pray with a pure heart, with clean hands, and know that we will see, because our hearts are right, that we will see. We're in a season and time right now that we're going to speak it, and then we're going to see it. It's just going to happen. We're going to speak it and then see it. Because God said in his word, he said, speak it. Will I not perform it? And so, but you have to believe that he will do that. Now, we know in the Word of God, in fact, in the book of Proverbs, in chapter 6, that the Bible says that there are 6 things that the Lord hates, yes, even 7, are an abomination unto him. And so the Word of God says there's a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that deviseth wicked imaginations, feet that be swift in running to mischief, and a false witness that speaks lies, and he that soweth discord among my brethren. That's probably one that most of us are familiar with, if you will, that we will speak, you know, and that we will saying that we're aware of, and then, of course, a proud look, and then a lying tongue. But I just want to talk about these for just a second, because I know that there have been some that have struggled, you know, with these things. And so these are evil things. And so, I'm just going to just share about each one of them real quick here. Proud look is, I love how the Amplified reads, that it's one who overestimates himself and underestimates others. And so a proud book, this is people who are haughty and they look down on others as if they are better. And you know what? In James 4:6, God, he resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. And I've unfortunately seen this throughout the last 30 years, just that, you know, people, they think they're better. That's, you know, we have to humble ourselves, esteem others above ourselves. And so we cannot have that kind of heart to ask God to forgive us. But then we have to go beyond the forgiveness and repent and change our ways. So the next thing is a lying tongue. And so that's one thing that the Lord, he cannot do. And guess what? He detests us lying. And there's no little lie or big lie or white lie or black lie or however you want to say it. Lying is lying. But he just detests it. He cannot do it. So in Titus in chapter 1 in verse 2, it says, in hope of eternal life, which God that cannot lie promised before the world began. So we have to be sure that we are not lying about something, or as some people say, exaggerating the truth. We need to be accountable and be careful what we're speaking and what we're saying. And so then the next thing is hands that shed innocent blood. And so, you know, the Lord, God, he values every life that he created. But those who hurt or kill my eyes from you. Yes, when you make many prayers, I will not hear. Your hands are full of blood. Wow. We don't want to be classified as that. So be careful. Be careful that you're not shedding innocent blood. Okay, and then the next thing is a heart that is full of wicked thoughts. And what this does, a person who has those thoughts that of how he can hurt others, and you know what, that's just hard to imagine, but it's true even of those in the body of Christ. In Zechariah 8:17 says, and let none of you imagine evil in your hearts against his neighbor, and love no false oath. He says, for all these things that I hate, saith the Lord. So don't have any wicked thoughts towards anyone. And then, okay, I'm sorry. Okay, so we can't live that way. And I really want to go into depth with this, but we're down at the last minutes, but I can share more about it next week. The next thing real quickly is feet that are swift to run to mischief. So it's not the heart. It's not just a heart that conceives evil, but the Lord hates the feet of those who carry out what is evil. So you don't want to allow yourself to come into agreement with the accuser of the brethren. Proverbs 1:16 says, well, their feet run to evil and makes haste to shed blood. And so when you've been in circumstances and situations like that, you're guilty of this. You know, when a lie is spoken against you and others come into agreement with the accuser of the brethren, which is the devil, but the devil uses people. We have to remember that. Always, the devil uses people just like God does. Okay, the next thing is a false witness that speaks lies. And so that's different from a lying tongue, which I shared about one of the first or second things. And so this, a false witness that speaks lies, someone who speaks constantly, giving a false witness against his neighbor. And so this is called perjury. And so Proverbs 14, verse 5 says, a faithful witness will not lie, but a false witness will utter lies. And so, okay, y'all, I'm just going to move on. So the next one is he that sows discord among the brethren. So of all the sins, this is what the Lord particularly hates. And so one thing that we need to know about this sin is that who would cause their brother or sister in Christ to be at war with another. And that's what I was talking about just a few minutes ago about coming into agreement with the accuser of the brethren. So this is totally contrary to the will of God. And so remember Jesus in that great apostolic prayer in John chapter 17. If you haven't read that in a while, read it. It's so powerful. And but I've always said that was, you know, just the greatest apostolic prayer ever. It says in verse 21, that they all may be one as thou, Father, art in me and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, but the world may believe that thou hast sent me. And then in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, it says, now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and the same judgment. And so we just have to realize that this is the one, the seventh one, that when he said earlier in the scripture, he said these six things the Lord hates, but seven are an abomination to him. And so we don't want to sow discord. We don't want to be that one that is constantly in that negative place. And so I just want to encourage you with these today that, you know, maybe you're someone listening today and you've been a troublemaker. You've shared gossip that is hurtful about others. Sometimes out of your jealousy, maybe you've tried to put a distance between other believers. And so just know that the Lord, he hates this. And all you have to do today is repent and confess your sin to the Lord. And then you know what? Then you stop doing it. And so, again, if we are going to pray for this nation with a pure heart and clean hands, then we must deal with these things and make sure that we have not been guilty of it. And even those that you know are guilty of it, forgive them and release them. But for you, make your mind up today that, nope, I'm not going to do this anymore. And so so I just want to pray for you right quick. And so, Lord, we just thank you right now for the blood of Jesus, that we have entered boldly into your throne room. Thank you for your faithfulness. Father, thank you that you are a merciful God, but you are shaking the nations. You are shaking us right now. And Father, thank you that your glory is going to come in such a powerful way. And Father, we just ask you to forgive us of any of these things today, Father. Forgive us of them, whether we've known or not known, those unknown sins that we've partaken in and didn't think that we had. Holy Spirit, quicken every single person Jesus washes us and cleanses us, and it makes us whole in you. Father, thank you that you are with each and every person, and you've encouraged everyone today, regardless of what is going on and all of the chaos, to be strong. You said all the people of the land to be strong because you're with us. And Father, thank you for your covenant with us, that your spirit has remained with us. Hallelujah. And Father, in this time of shaking, I pray that every single believer would allow the stripping away to take place, that they would surrender to the shaking. And Father, thank you that through this season, Father, as we go through this time right now, thank you that you're going to fill us with your glory. Father, you said you're going to fill this house. And Father, you said that this glory that is going to be revealed now is greater than the former glory. Hallelujah. And Father, you said in this place that you would give peace. And so, Father, thank you for the peace that is coming where there's been so much chaos. And Father, thank you for this good news today, even though it's a hard word and it's a word that we're having to consider in looking at ourselves and checking our hearts. Father, thank you for your goodness that is manifested in the midst of it as we are obedient to your word. God, you're so good. You're so awesome. My listeners today, Father, thank you for just helping them during this time. And Father, I just give you all the glory and honor and praise in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, I love you guys so much. One day we'll all be together. I just have this crazy vision. This like I'm going to look over and the Father's going to say, see this sea of people, and it's going to be all of y'all from all over the world that have listened to this little Blog Talk Radio off and on for 11 and a half years now. It's just crazy. I'm so grateful that the Lord has drawn you. I don't believe anything's by accident. I believe everything is by the divine purpose in it. And so, you know, thank you for being a part of what God is doing. And thank you for your support, your love. Those of you who, I'm so humbled, offerings that you send in and how you're partnering with me, you're going to get the same reward that I get. And so that's so exciting. And so I'm very humbled always by your giving. Just keep trusting God. Keep your eyes on him. And just know that his plans and his purpose for you is to do good and to give you an expected end. Okay, well, praise the Lord. I've gone over my time here, but I love each and every one of you. I should be getting the news pretty soon about when my program is going to start airing on It's Supernatural Network. I think they're just about got it wrapped up and editing and everything. So I'll be announcing that real soon, Encountering Him. And then also a show that I actually did with Zed on his program, It's Supernatural, be airing here pretty soon too. It'll air for like a whole week. And there'll be several different ways that you can watch it, you know, on cable. And so I'll be giving you that information as well. But I love y'all. Live with a heart of thanksgiving and prayer and go forth in God's glory and be the light in this time of darkness that is becoming so much greater. But remember, you're becoming brighter and brighter with his glory. Okay, I love y'all, and I'll be back with you next week at the same time. Okay, bye-bye.